Why are forms P11D and P9D required, and for who? Income tax is chargeable against emoluments of an office or employment, and that income includes all salaries, fees, wages, and perquisites and profits whatsoever by reason of the office or employment. Salaries, wages, fees, commissions, and bonuses are taxed at source through PAYE, and these earnings are reported to HMRC on the annual forms P35 and P14 at the end of the tax year. A perquisite, or a perk, is a benefit in kind received by reason of the employment. A profit could arise from the payment of expenses when an employee is paid for something that was not to cover a business expense, or the employee was perhaps paid more than was actually incurred. All expense payments are treated as part of an employee's employment income or taxable remuneration until such time as the payments are shown to have been incurred for business reasons only. This is why expenses and benefits have to be reported on forms P11D and P9D at the end of the tax year, and why employers sometimes get landed with big tax and NIC bills when HMRC employer compliance officers discover non-reporting of taxable expense payments and benefits on a PAYE or employer compliance review. Next, let me turn to who we have to complete the forms for. The regulations provide that P11Ds have to be submitted for directors and certain other persons in controlling positions, regardless of their remuneration level. But we can exclude full-time working directors and directors of charities and non-profit making concerns. Next, the regulations provide for employees, including directors who are excluded because they work for a charity or a non-profit making concern, when the employees or directors are paid at a rate of at least £8,500 a year. The £8,500 includes all expenses, payments and benefits before the deduction of any allowable expenses, but after approved company pension contributions that are deducted from gross salary and also givers you earn donations. I will discuss P11D completion in some detail, but for those employees whose remuneration is less than at a rate of £8,500 in a tax year, they may still require forms P9D to be returned on their behalf by an employer. We do not need to report expenses solely and necessarily incurred in the performance of the duties or for other expenses that do not exceed £25. Employees' own national insurance contributions and personal telephone bills paid by the employer should be reported at Box 15. Also, gifts in kind, anything bought for or paid to the employee other than at market value, and anything else not included elsewhere. Section B of the P9D covers vouchers and credit cards, including the excess of any childcare vouchers over the £55 tax-free limit, travel and transport vouchers, gift, meal and any other vouchers not exchangeable for cash. Cash vouchers should have gone through the payroll with PAYE being applied. Section C of the P9D covers accommodation benefit, where you must provide the address, rateable value, rent and insurance paid, and the cash equivalent of the accommodation provided. These amounts are to be entered in Box 14.